What is up? Eagles, assassins, Vikings, scarabs, gamers, elves and reindeers, welcome to episode 21 of the Eagles Call podcast. It's me, Walshy, and I'm joined, as is typical, by my co-host, Joe, the age of consent is arbitrary, the founded scarab.
Can someone clip him just saying the age of consent is arbitrary? Today...
No, I have you saying
today.
You did it first, and unironically.
I did it that wasn't even ironic. That was out of context. But Pyrocynical did it unironically, which I'm sure we'll get to
that
today.
Makes me... You're going to have to stop bringing that up.
It just makes me laugh. Yeah, today... I'm not quite the founded scarab. I'm the dying of whatever disease I have scarab. Now I don't quite think it's COVID. I am having trouble breathing, but I don't think it's COVID. I think it's just a big boy cold. But yeah, today I sound like a nasally 14-year-old child.
So we're on sort of the same wavelength.
Yeah, exactly. My immune system has stooped me down to your level, which is a good time.
This is what crack does to you, mate.
How are you doing today, man?
Oh, I'm alright, pal. We got some fun topics here.
Oh, of course. It's definitely not been a...
How about you?
It's not been a horrific 5 days. It's not been an absolutely disastrous 5 days or anything.
Has it been that bad?
Well, it's not... In the grand scheme of things, outside of my first world bubble, no. But there's been some rough shit. We've got plenty to talk about today, and I figure we start on theme with the podcast with a bit of Assassin's Creed Valhalla discussion. Now I don't want to talk.
This is what I want.
But I don't want to talk about Assassin's Creed Valhalla because I don't want to give it the time of day right now, because earlier today a new patch came out for Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Oh, I'm so fucking mad about this.
And not only. Did Ubisoft buff the enemies to create basically the same level gating that was present in Odyssey and Origins?
Yeah, they got level scaling now, but automatically. You can't switch it off.
But they also added microtransactions. They added XP boosters, which weren't in the game for the last month, weren't in the game for any of the reviews. So they've now added this a month after launch, so it can't be seen in any review. And it all around, just a terrible, scummy business practice. And it just shows that Ubisoft is, you know, will never change. They'll never change. They're greedy, they're money hungry bastards.
Mm-hmm. It's fucked, because if you're gonna be greedy, money grubbing, French bastard, can you censor French bastard so I can get a review copy for the next time I see, please. I regret it. If you're going to be money-grubbing cunts, say that one's not as, you know, bigoted. Hating French people isn't bigoted, right? To the point, right, if you're going to be greedy and you're going to be, you know, Ubisoft, don't be so fucking duplicitous. Just put it in the game. Just have it be there, right? Microtransactions shouldn't be there, but it's worse when you add them in 5 weeks later, or just before Christmas, ever so conveniently, right? After all the reviews are out, when, like, the backlash you'll get is going to be minimal. And I'll tell you what, it shouldn't be minimal. Because if it is, Ubisoft will keep trying this shit. They're a company of the bare minimum. They will get away with what they can. Fucking put your reel on their necks, yeah?
You put it perfectly there. They will get away with what they can, and the reason that they've done it, the reason that they've waited till now to add these in is because all eyes are off them now. All eyes are on CD Projekt Red with Cyberpunk's shorty release. So Ubisoft take this chance. They take this chance where, you know, other companies are getting all the negative press. To just sneak this in. Sneak something that probably would have been in the game the entire time if it weren't for all the controversy Ubisoft was going through throughout the entirety of 2020. That's the thing. It was clearly meant to be a part of the game from the very beginning. And maybe that's why the game was so easy up to this point, but regardless of that fact, it's revolting, because If they had done one and not the other, you know, if they had added XP boost, like microtransactions in single player games shouldn't exist in the first place. But if they had added those microtransactions, I wouldn't have been so mad. If they had upgraded enemy health and stuff and leveling, I wouldn't have been mad. But the fact that they did it together screams to me that they're trying to essentially enforce microtransactions for anyone who wants to experience the game in less than 100 hours, the same way they did with Odyssey.
Yeah.
And it's fucking revolting, and it's so blatantly obvious what they're doing. Like, they're not even trying to hide it. They're just trying to do it at a time when it won't get them as much heat as it should.
Yeah, it's totally... And as well, it's emblematic of a bigger issue with Ubisoft. They don't want to be a company like a Naughty Dog or a Rockstar, where they think, right, we're going to spend years on a game and we're going to make it fucking brilliant, and if we make a good game, that'll get good press, that'll sell. Good games sell well. They are making their game worse. They are manufacturing a problem to rinse a few more fucking dollars out of you. Are you serious? Are you fucking serious? And this is the thing. They will... If they don't get shit for this, they will carry on and it will only get worse, because Ubisoft never change unless their hand is forced. So give them shit, please, because there's enough fucking Ubisoft shills out there, and
We don't need to talk about we don't need to talk about any Ubisoft shills today, even though we definitely could. it is truly fucking revolting. And the worst thing of all is that I was almost finished my Valhalla script right as they dropped this, so now I have to go and change
Do you want to talk about that? Now, because I'm very excited.
I have to go and change the entire combat section. Well, yeah, I think I've written 6,000 words now. Was planning to record it tomorrow morning, but judging by my fucking the state of my lungs right now, might not be happening. But yeah, I'm trying to get it up by Saturday. I'm thinking it's going to be about 45 to an hour long. And it's probably the best critique I've done, because a lot of my videos lean two ways. They're either very biased towards or very biased against the game. So take my Assassin's Creed 3 retrospective. I was very critical. Take my Ezio retrospective or my LA Noire retrospective, and I was very complimentary, because I go in to most of those retrospectives like, I intend them as opinion pieces type thing. So,
right.
You know, I feel like I'm quite open in the fact that I'm trying to push a specific argument. With this, though, it's my first, what I feel like is my first true, full, proper critique of a game. And I feel like I've balanced it well. So I'm very excited to drop it. I think it's some of my best work, and it'll revive my channel.
You've sent... No, it's not... Don't say that. You've sent me a little excerpt of part of the end, and I was like, yes.
Oh, that's not part of classic founded. That's not part of the end. That's just like, that's 3/4 of the way through, yeah. But
Because you've not even done like the ending yet, have you?
Yeah. But you know what I'm for sure not gonna do? I'm not gonna copy James's speech about talking about old Assassin's Creed games and just throw it in the end of the video. Which someone has done in the past that we know, but
is that meant to be me?
No, it's not. You know who it's meant to be.
I know what you mean.
You know who it's meant to be. It's not meant to be you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I won't be doing that, because Valhalla did not break me. It does seem like it broke Tyler, though, I'm not gonna lie.
I fucking get why. Mm. I mean, Valhalla's been out for 5 weeks. Have your thoughts changed on it?
Well, I don't want to reveal anything before my video comes out, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to properly reveal. But have my thoughts changed on it? Not massively, no. I know your thoughts have. You're liking it less and less. Right?
Okay. I think with me, I thought it was okay. The thing is, I always thought it was like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah?
The whole time. But the thing is, I just have to get more defensive about it, because everyone thinks it's the best game ever.
Okay.
And I've been writing this Valhalla versus Black Flag thing, right?
Yeah.
And Black Flag is... Okay.
Much better.
Can you at least reveal this?
Much better.
You agree on that?
Yeah.
It is fucking miles ahead. Okay.
Nah, but I was right. Didn't you know that Valhalla has Jesper's score and also a big Viking? And yes, that makes it better.
Yeah.
According to Epic people on Twitter.
This is the thing. Mondain Valhalla fucking leagues ahead of Black Flag. That is like the one big thing it has massively over Black Flag. But the thing is, Valhalla isn't a great Assassin's Creed game. It's a fine Assassin's Creed game. You've got a great modern day. Tone's really good. Soundtrack's quite good. But the fucking gameplay isn't there at all. It's a game. You need fucking gameplay that complements being an assassin. You don't have that. You're not even an assassin. And that's not everything. Being an assassin isn't everything. But that's a huge part of Assassin's Creed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to fucking be an assassin.
I get you.
I'm not saying that's the most important thing in the world.
Yeah.
But it's fucking important. You know?
Absolutely.
In Black Flag, even when you aren't an assassin, you're acting as one. And you're like, I've said this a million times, but like, Black Flag, it doesn't beat Valhalla in terms of modern day. But it, like, in terms of the Assassin Templar conflict, I would say it's, even though they're not Assassins and Templars in Valhalla, I would say it's better done in Black Flag.
Yeah.
Because there's more of, like, a dynamic between the two and clashing ideologies. Whereas in Valhalla, you don't have that so much. Like, you don't have those conversations about what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, the White Rooms are very... But I suppose, like, the Order of the Ancients aren't quite as nuanced a group as the Templars. They're a lot more on the nose. I mean, they're
basically... But they did flesh them out more, which was good, and they, like, set apart the differences. Yeah,
but they are more, like, a... I guess they're more of a cult than the Templars are, you know? If that makes sense.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
The Templars were always very... dogmatic to a belief, to an ideology, but then as opposed to, like, the Order of the Ancients are more dogmatic towards the actual fucking gods, you know, and that was kind of more fleshed out.
Yeah, right.
More fleshed out in this game.
Well, Edward is better than Eivor.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Eivor's.
There's a fair gap.
The problem is, and it's like I mentioned in my video. The problem is that Eivor's actual story is buried beneath mountains and mountains of other content, you know? Other things going on. And they're not necessarily bad things going on, but it means Eivor's story and Eivor's character gets left by the wayside somewhat. Whereas Edward's character is the main focus of Black Flag from the very moment it starts to the very moment it ends. So that's...
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the difference. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think you're in the same boat. I don't know if you saw his reaction, but Tyler was feeling the same way, and I'm sure in the next As Always podcast they'll have a big conversation about it. Speaking of which, we would both like to, I mean, you know, I don't speak for Jack, but we would both like to thank you all very much for voting us as guests of the year on the As Always
for that. Podcast. I did thank you for that on Twitter. What do you mean I don't speak for Jack?
Well, I don't speak for you. You can thank as well. But
thanks. Cheers. Yeah,
like, it's insane. Bro, imagine 6 months ago, right? When were we on the podcast? 7 months ago. Imagine thinking, oh yeah, we'll be guests of the year on the Kill Connor Club. I mean, sure, White She had a lot to do with that. But still... That's fucking epic.
No, it didn't. Shut up. Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Nah,
it was mostly our nuanced political opinions and also the opinions on Ghost of Tsushima that neither of us had played. That was the key. That was the key.
Hey, start of this year, pal, I had like 50 subs. You had a channel you don't even use anymore and haven't since April.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
That's mental. It's fucking... With my channel, like, it's weird to think that before I restarted it, I had, like, 600 subs. Because only, like, 100 of those 600 subs carried over. Like, I just had these random people from back in the day when I made basketball videos just clinging on to my fucking... my fucking channel. But, no, yeah, it's mental how far we've both come. How far you've come is ridiculous. I gotta say. Your videos have exponentially gotten better and also obviously grown in views, but they've also gotten...
Not really.
They definitely have. So yeah, the way I look at it, the growth you've made this year is like the growth James made between 2016 and 2018. You know?
Nah, I listen.
You went from Ragnar Lothbrok, Ragnarok speculation to 50-minute videos explaining the entire story of the Assassin's Creed, comparing fucking each game with nuanced takes.
Now listen, at the start of the year I was doing shitty top fives, end of the year I'm doing shitty top fives.
You've not done a top five in a while, I gotta say.
I think I have one on my video list.
Ah, fair enough. Well, you ruined it then.
Yeah, no. Yeah, pretty much. You have though. Your delivery, I didn't realise this until like a few weeks ago, but yeah. Your delivery's gone a lot better.
Oh yeah, no, it's because I never used to cut like breaths and stuff in my videos because I couldn't be arsed. I didn't think it would make that big a difference, and then I would go re-listen to my old videos and there's like massive pauses between everything I say. No wonder they were all 50 minutes long. But it's been a very good year, and 2021's bound to just keep getting better.
What are your goals for 2021? Let's do this. Actually, no, we'll do that in the last podcast of the year.
I think so, yeah. Because we got... Hold up, what's the date today? So we have two more.
15th.
We have two more, then we'll take one off, and then back in January 6th or whatever it is.
Yeah, because our plan... is after this we're going to record a cheeky little Christmas podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we
on the 23rd.
We do have that plan, but I didn't I didn't quite realize I was going to be sick. So that might have to wait, but we'll figure it out after the podcast.
Nah, Joe, listen, what you need to do is in the little window where we usually have like pictures of what we're talking about, you need to put like a fire crackling.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's fire. I'll definitely
I didn't mean
that pun, but anyway.
That'd be lovely.
But yeah, no, that was sick, and next year we'll definitely invite them on, maybe. To the Eagles call. But fuck's sake. Sorry, you're going to need to carry this, because I'm dying right now.
Right, okay. I mean, I'm pretty used to that by now. It's been like 5 months. Okay, so we've done... See, this is... You're really good at just transition through topics.
Thank you very much.
I read through the list, and I read them think it out.
I mean, the thing is, you've done this entire list, and I don't know what any of them mean. but the last week has been packed with stuff. Moving on from Valhalla being Ubisoft being scum, you have CD Projekt Red being letdowns. I don't feel bad for them because they're a $1 billion company, but part of me I feel bad for the developers because the last year basically all they've heard all the time is stop delaying the game. And so they stopped delaying the game. And now everyone's complaining that it's not finished. And it's like...
They put themselves in that corner, though.
Yeah. That's on them. Obviously it is on them. But people... I thought we all collectively agreed with games like Unity and Fallout 76 and No Man's Sky, the delays were a good thing that would improve the quality of the product. I said this I said this in like episode 4 when it got delayed until November. I've always considered delays a good thing because it means they have more to do. It shows that they want to create a polished product. And they never should have they should have just delayed it indefinitely is what they should have done, because it's clear that it's not a polished product. But the developers
That's
have just
really
had
disappointing.
Yeah, the developers have just had a fucking time of it the last few months, and
you didn't buy it, did you?
I did not buy it, no. Well, I had all intentions to buy it, and then I didn't get it first day because I was busy. And then I saw some things and
I dodged a fucking bullet.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is wait till the full-on Also, I get that they announced it 7 years ago, but they should have just fucking released it on the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Like, you don't need to release, just because it's a cross-gen, like, time, does not mean you have to release every single game on two platforms. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's so weird to me, and I get that there's a limited number of PS5s and not everyone will be able to play it straight away and whatever, but it's like, people will be able to play it eventually. People will buy it eventually. If you're that concerned,
yeah.
Just release, like, they should have just released on the Xbox Series X and PS5 and a lot of things. I mean, it still would have been a buggy game, but it wouldn't be the complete broken mess that from all accounts it is on the Xbox One and PS4 for a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know what I fucking hate, right?
Yeah?
When people online are like, oh, hey man, what, are you playing it on a 7-year-old console? Expect it to work? Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, I expected a game I bought to work.
Yeah, it's like they
what
released
the
it on that
console. Talking
they
about?
They released it only on that console. Only on that console.
Don't blame the consumer because you want to deep throat this billion-dollar company.
Yeah, like, they're releasing...
Oh, it's Ubisoft level of shillery.
Yeah, they're releasing PS4 and Xbox One versions of the game. They should be able to run on the Xbox One and the PS4. And when you say things like, oh, it's a 7-year-old console, it's like, yeah, Red Dead 2 also released on that 7-year-old console. Worked perfectly fine. God of War also released on that 7-year-old console. Worked perfectly fine. So that's just not an excuse at the end of the day. That's just not an excuse. Because it's clear that you can optimize games. Like, because it's not even like it's... Sure, it's got low frame rates, but it's not just low frame rates. It's like, it's broken. It's broken. It's just terribly optimized. Like, there's... Sure, it would have been bad if there was... you know, they could have fixed it at like 24 frames per second or whatever, and that would have been shit, right? But if that's what they had to do, fair enough. They didn't even make an effort to optimize it in the slightest on the base Xbox One and PS4. And worse than that...
It runs like shit on the PS5 and Xbox Series X.
Yeah, and worse than that, they didn't show any footage from the Xbox One and PS4.
Mm. So yeah, they tried to show how broken it was, wasn't it?
It's ridiculous, because, like... I don't know. I don't get why you'd release a game on a single type of, like, on a single generation of consoles. And then, I don't know. Because surely, they must have known. Someone must have tested this game on a base Xbox One. Surely.
Do you reckon, surely you'll play it at some point.
I'm going to get it in February or March whenever they release the PS5 version. Just because I want a working product, but...
Wait, I thought the upgrade would be the same thing. What the fuck is the point of that, then?
What do you mean?
Because, you know... Because this is the thing. Yeah. You know they sold, like, the PS4 version? It's like, oh, free PS5 upgrade?
Yeah.
That's how they word it. It's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is the point of that addition, then? Surely just wait until March and release it solely on next-gen.
Exactly.
That's so fucking dumb.
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it does. It's just because he's making me angry.
It's just because they needed it. Just because they needed it out before Christmas. Seems that way, at least to me.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking dumb. I'm gonna play it when I get my PS5 in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Like 3 years.
No, I will get as soon as I get paid. I will get one.
It's facts.
If they're in fucking stock. Actually, yeah, it might be 3 years in that case.
This podcast is sponsored by NordVPN.
Wait, why are fucking PlayStation 5s having, like, limited stock? Like, not limited stock, but, like, why are they so sparse? This happened last year.
Because they just sell out fast.
Make more.
No, but they are making more, but there's only so many that they can sell at one time. Like, they have enough, but you can't ship...
Well, yeah, but you're Sony and Microsoft make more.
Yeah, but you can't ship out, like, 35 million copies to every retailer.
When you're a multi-billion dollar company and buy more planes and ships.
I mean, yeah, they've already sold like millions, though. They've already sold like 20 million, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, not enough, though, is it? Yeah?
Like, I mean, it's not like everyone will eventually get one, that's the thing. And scalpers have fucked it for a lot of people. Like, scalpers are dickheads, but...
Do you remember when Mario fucking All-Stars come out?
Oh, yeah.
And you were contemplating buying a thing? You can't say that.
But no, that's slightly different. That's slightly different.
Well, no, that is scalping. Buying something when it comes out.
No, I know.
Sell it for a higher price at a later date.
No, I know... But first of all, you bought 3 copies of that. Second of all...
Well, yeah, but I'm not the one saying I hate scalping.
There's a difference. There's a difference.
I admit I'm a dickhead.
But there's a difference between buying multiple limited edition things and buying something that is not limited edition in the slightest. You know, there's not some date that they're going to stop making PS5s. And selling off for double the price a day after release day. That's a slightly different thing, you know?
It is quite funny, though, because people have actually bought them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, with a Mario All-Stars type thing, that could potentially become a collector's item, you know? Whereas...
I'm going to be rich in 5 years.
There's going to be 200 million PS5s up for grabs, realistically. So... All you're doing by buying multiple and scalping them is just delaying shit for people and taking it out of a kid's stocking on Christmas. That's what you're doing.
That is a bit sad.
So, yeah. Fuck scalpers on that front, but... I saw a guy on Twitter as well who just broke a PS5. He bought one and just smashed it on the ground.
Oh, yeah, I saw like, that.
You're
yeah.
cool. That's a cool thing to do for internet clout. Yeah. Is what it is, though.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Can we talk about Assassin's Creed? No. Listen. I've been making my big combat ranking video.
Okay.
And I need far to talk.
Big. Far too big.
It's not that big. It's not that big, but listen.
Yeah.
AC1's combat, I loved it before, and putting it into words, writing it, and editing this video, I'm so fucking passionate about how good this combat... Listen.
Would you like to rant, my guy?
I'd like to rave.
Go on.
All the time, it's, Brotherhoods is the best. Yeah, it is. Unity's is the best. No, it's not. But no one ever talks about AC1's fucking combat system, right? It's not the best combat system in any game ever, but from this series, it's one of the best. It's so solid. You've got such good rhythm with combos. The perfect risk for reward with, like, the fucking blade counters.
Yeah.
They're much more, like, strict than AC2. You've got, like, heavy attacks. You can be stunned by enemies as actual consequence because it's fucking hard. It looks good at the same time, and as well, it's like not too hard or too artificially difficult, like Odyssey, where it's inaccessible.
Yeah.
But like, it's just it's.
There's a learning. It's this right there's an actual learning curve, yeah. Which is nice. Like, figuring out combos, figuring out the counter windows, figuring out which enemy can do what, and you know, like, I also appreciate the limited arsenal of weapons you have. Because, you know, like, at the end of the day, smoke bombs are cool, and pistols are cool, but what's even cooler is being able to take down 20 guards with just a blade, so...
Exactly, and this is the thing, is it straddles that line perfectly, where, like, it's not so easy, like, Brotherhood, where you're like, okay, I can just go in and fuck all these guys up. I don't
you're
need
not
to
invincible.
Be cautious at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's not like an Odyssey... Or an Origins where it's like, oh, fucking hell. This is a mountain in front of me.
Yeah, I also feel...
It's brilliant.
Oh, I also always feel an urge when I'm playing Assassin's Creed 1 to not lose any health. Because in...
Like also, yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because in canon, like, it's you get desynced when you get hit because he never got hit. So I never want to get hit. Also incentivizes running away, which I've gone on long rants about in the past, but that's important. And that's why I was in the first trailer.
Because yeah, it's bloody great. I love Icy One.
Yeah, I know, me too. It's just so good. And I think appreciation for it is there, as much as we don't see it very often, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna go in like a popular nostalgia trip over the next 5 to 10 years. Because obviously we've got nostalgia for it, because you know we're very connected to the series. But I think it's gonna be one of those games that like people properly get nostalgic for over the next 5 to 10 years, because that's kind of when the first nostalgia cycle hit.
Yeah, like 15-20 years. Yeah, it's almost 15 years now.
Like the nostalgia of that, and then like fucking Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Batman Arkham Asylum, Uncharted 2. It's gonna be a good time.
That's mad.
The best era of games was 2008 to 2012. Don't at me.
That is true. Oh, do you remember when Modern Warfare 3... Oh, no, you remember when Modern Warfare 3 came out.
Modern Warfare 3 but sucks.
But I remember when it came out because it sold so well.
Yeah.
It was on the radio when I was going to school. When did it... Was it 2011? It
came out 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, because Black Ops 2 was 2012, wasn't it? But, like, this is the thing. I remember there was a massive controversy because it sold so well. And in the radio on my way to school when I was...
That's such a controversy.
No, there fucking was, because people were like, oh, look how much it sold. And both GTA and Modern Warfare 3 sold more copies than Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, the book, in like the first week or some shit, and people were really fucking mad. Actually, it might have been the Death of the Hallows book.
Oh, it's so funny when people get mad about that type of thing. What's happening to this generation? They want to, you know, indulge in the modern... the modern popular form of entertainment instead of the old form of entertainment. What is wrong with them? They're fucking infidels. I think, yes, Jack has cut out 2 seconds. And hello? Let's go. I still can't hear him. This is awkward. This is great. Podcast next door, you know? That's what it hello? Is. Podcast next door. That's epic. What the fuck is happening? I'm not going to cut this, though.
Hello?
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 Oh, what has happened to this man? Okay, well, that's fine. But yeah, no, that's kind of funny that there's a controversy around it. I mean, there's been... I feel like that's kind of over at this point, you know? The whole, I cannot hear you, Jack.
Can you hear me right here?
I feel like the whole, like, anti-video game... agenda is kind of dead in the water at this point. You know, it had its last kind of remains over the past few years when like esports was popping off and people were making like $2 million for playing Fortnite. But it's at the point now it's at the point now where like most media outlets probably just fucking understand it, you know.
Is he back?
Is he back? He's still not back. Okay, that's epic. like, obviously back in the day you had that crazy Texan lawyer going off against GTA.
I'm a big dog, big bear.
GTA Vice City. What was his name? Jack something. And he went after a bunch of games. He went after like every Rockstar game under the sun and many more. And that was a big thing, you know. Manhunt got banned in many countries, and Bully came under controversy. A bunch of games came under controversy. Call of Duty, very much so as well. Epic violent video games. It's a bit of a meme at this point, to be honest. But I do feel like that's sort of lost its bearing at this point. Hello? There we go! Hey. And he's back! Okay, I've just went on a rant about... I've just basically recited my media responsibility video from like 5 months ago.
Okay. Oh, hello. Right, we're back. I mean, we're not back. We're just carrying on the podcast.
Yeah, nothing happened. Yeah, well, I don't cut these anymore, so... Because I've realised that I don't want to. Because, like... I feel like that takes out a lot of the, you know, so much of the charm of podcasts is that it is an uncut experience of just a conversation instead of, and you know, the ups and downs and the messiness of a conversation. Whereas if you're constantly cutting it, it feels so unnatural. It feels so manufactured. So that's just me.
Bit corporate minimalist, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, I do love corporations, so.
Yeah. Oh, do you see that Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine are in the new GTA 5 update?
What the... I assume you mean on the radio, not, like, in person.
I'm going to link you. He's literally in the game, and it's like... He's not a character. He looks exactly like Dr. Dre, but... Fucked, because he's a GTA Online NPC.
Oh, right.
And he actually is Dr. Dre. They call him Dre. And Jimmy Iovine's there. What, they don't call him by name, but he's... Yeah.
That's so bizarre. I know that GTA 5 is getting a massive radio update soon. And that's... Because that's obviously the best part of Grand Theft Auto, is the fucking radio.
We stand non-stop pop.
Eh? Yeah, non-stop pop is
objectively... And Radio Mirror Park.
Objectively the best.
West Coast Classics as well.
West Coast Classics is up there, but nothing beats Cara Delevingne just chatting away as pop goes on in the background.
I found out it was earlier today. That was mad to me.
I love Cara Delevingne. She's got such a... She's just funny, eh? She's got a...
Is she?
She's got that, like, super dry British sense of humour. So if you ever watch any interviews with her, like with, you know, like cheery morning TV American hosts,
yeah,
she's been on a couple of interviews with them, and you can just tell she's pissed off the entire way through because they're like, "Hey, how are you doing?"
And, yeah,
she's just like, "Ah, I'm a bit shit to be honest."
But we have those, like James Corden became Americanized.
Well, yeah, but he's an American celebrity now, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he fully is just Californian, though. Have you seen... He did a Reddit AMA, right?
Yeah.
And it got shut down because everyone was giving him a ridiculous... I'm going to get it up just to read some of these fucking things out, because this is hilarious.
Well, they just bully him.
Yeah, and they call him out on shit he did. He did an AMA. I am James Corden, and it's like five members of his team for Carpool Karaoke. This was a year ago.
Right.
And the top thing, with 4,000 upvotes, his post has like 300 and a horrible upvote ratio. The top thing is, "Hey James, you won't remember me, but me and my friend sat at a table next to you, and Harry Styles plus some others in Manchurian Legends in London's Chinatown about 6 years ago. We didn't bother you, but you were a massively entitled cunt and you yelled and treated the waitstaff like shit. And when one of my party politely suggested you calm down, you got really aggressive and threatening in a chubby way, like a boozy panda. So my question is this, why did Harry seem so cool while you were such a massive throbbing bell end?"
Oh my days. That's wild. There's
some other fucking class ones. Here's a good one. "James, are you aware that everyone thinks you're a hack and a talentless asshat?" Here's another one. 3,200 upvotes. "Have you ever considered being funny or likable?" And it just goes on. He answered none of these.
Yeah.
They just fucking have a go.
How far the great have fallen? How far Craig has fallen?
He was never great, though. Craig was tolerable. But he's a massive West Coast cokehead now. You know, what's his name? Fucking Horn, whatever his name is, from... Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
I think he's like not mates with him anymore because he was a massive coke.
I mean, yeah, it just seems like every talk show host is a complete sociopath, you know?
Except John Oliver. He's from Birmingham, you know?
Still a complete sociopath. Like...
John Oliver's okay. He's not... I like Conan. Conan's sick.
Conan, nah. Okay, I'll give you Conan. Conan's a legitimately funny human being. I mean, he was a writer on... He was one of the first writers on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell.
Fucking good.
So... But nah, Conan's okay.
And he actually has a conversation. He doesn't try and make it about himself.
Yeah.
Or, like, ask dumb questions.
Yeah,
like,
and he also doesn't...
Jimmy Boys.
Yeah, and it's just like... It's weird. Like, I feel like I could have a conversation with Conan O'Brien. Whereas, like, it feels like... It feels like behind every TV host, talk show host, celebrity is like this boiling pit of rage. Like, I see all of them as Patrick Bateman, you know? Like, Ellen would snap and murder Oprah Winfrey if she could.
What do you think of Oprah Winfrey?
I don't know enough about her, to be honest. She should be president. Girl boss.
Oh, yeah, what about Wendy Williams? She's a bitch.
I don't even know who Wendy Williams is.
Wendy Williams.
Lily Singh is my favorite. Lily Singh is my favorite TV talk show host.
Oh, God.
Because she has a TV... Is that still running? That was rough.
I think so.
That was really... Like,
she did a song where she cosplayed as Kamala Harris.
Oh, my days. Like,
Kamala Harris, you did it. Go on, girl.
Which, oh, she... It was a parody of I Just Can't Wait to Be King as well.
Like,
if you're gonna pick a YouTuber to become a talk show host, like, know your audience. Most, like, 12-year-old girls don't spend their time watching late-night talk shows.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like,
so
maybe
bizarre.
Don't get Lily Singh. Maybe get...
Who would you pick?
Who would I pick as a TV talk host?
Yeah, like, YouTube-wise. If you're, like, a HBO executive.
Shoe on head.
That'd be banter.
That'd be so funny.
That'd be banter.
That would legitimately be so funny. Who else is there?
I'm looking through my subscriptions.
Marques
Ashley
Brownie.
Coffin.
Marques Brownie.
Fortnite. Marques Brownie.
You know what? I feel like King Batch would actually be a good TV talk late night talk show host. Wouldn't be funny, but he's also a sociopath, so it would work.
Yeah, I guess that is true. I used to love King Batch in 2013.
Ah, did you like his very, very comedic Big Spoon video?
Big Spoon Vine. I don't remember seeing that one.
Vine, man. The thought of Vine existing is such a bizarre concept to me now.
Oh, no, I hate how everyone, like, pretends it was the peak of comedy now.
Yeah, that was
weird... It wasn't.
That was a really weird... 2013 through 2016, I think, was the weirdest year. Like, everyone was doing fucking fake mustaches on Instagram and, like, taking photos of coffees with filters and going on Vine.
Remember Charlie? That was a Vine thing where you span the pencil on the paper.
Yeah, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Oh yeah, let's make a challenge out of an epic debilitating disease.
Nah, but 50 Cent was really good.
what did he do? He didn't do did he?
He used it to have a go at that fucking Floyd... Who was it? Was it Floyd Mayweather?
I mean, that is the only Floyd I can think of, other than the Floyd from GTA 5.
Floyd Mayweather's fighting Logan Paul.
Oh yeah, we probably should have mentioned that.
That's old news, but...
What a disgusting thing that's happening. More to travesty.
The thing is, though, surely, even though, okay, if you had the chance to fight Mayweather, like, you know you'd lose, but surely you'd do it just for the chance to fight someone so prestigious, and also the money.
Well, no, here's the thing, right? Because, obviously this is fucking stupid that it's happening, but, and it's proof that a following can get you anything. But the fact of the matter is, with this fight, there is no way that Logan does not win here, right? There is no, and I don't mean win the boxing match.
Oh yeah,
but he wins in every scenario. All right, so obviously they both win because Floyd's getting $2 million up front plus like 20% of the profit.
Yeah,
so he's making because he fucking spends his money like a madman, and that's why he has to do this fight. He's not choosing to do this fight. He has to do this fight. He should have enough money, but he's fucking... Anyway. Logan wins here either way. Because option one is Floyd fucks him up, but Logan's able to show his boxing ability and also, you know, get his face out to millions of people. Because, like, KSI versus Logan Paul was huge, but it was huge in the YouTube community. Floyd Mayweather is a household sporting icon globally. You know, this is opening Logan Paul up to his face is getting out there to hundreds of millions of people. You know, like this is a whole this is a different level from YouTube box. And this is a different level to anything any YouTuber has ever done before. That's option one. Option two is Logan Paul actually looks good and maybe gets a few good hits on Mayweather, and maybe fucking beats him, which he won't beat him, but even if he gets a few good hits, right? This guy who's lost his only ever pro fight, he's never won a boxing fight, and he looks half decent against Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather, arguably the best boxer of all time. No, I think Muhammad Ali's the greatest because of the impact he had. But Floyd Mayweather may just be a different tier of boxer. He may be the best of all time. He's 51-0, and he's going to be 52-0.
Imagine if his one loss was to Logan Paul.
Well, that's why I say, because Floyd loses in every scenario here. He tarnishes his legacy if he loses. He tarnishes his legacy if he wins, because it's a match that, like, he shouldn't, like, if he doesn't get a round one knockout instantly. Well, to be fair, Logan's fucking not very easy to knock out. But the point is, if Floyd doesn't get an easy victory, then he tarnishes his legacy. Because it's Logan Paul the YouTuber. Also, Logan is 6'3", 200 pounds. Floyd is 5'9", 160.
No way is that short.
Floyd Mayweather is a short man, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Floyd Mayweather is short, right? Now, you can make the argument that he's going to dodge everything Logan throws at him. But the fact of the matter is, Logan has a massive reach advantage on Floyd. He has him, and it's an exhibition match, which means they don't have to match weight. So, Logan's going in here with, and also he's 15, 20 years younger. Logan's going in here with all the physical advantages, right? Obviously, Floyd has the skill of being arguably the best boxer of all time. But Logan's going in here with all the physical advantages. Floyd's decision to take this is just a fucking disaster, man. It's a fucking disaster.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Like, how
much money do you reckon Logan's going to...
Logan's making 200k up front and then getting a percentage of the profit. And Floyd's getting 2 mil straight up. So, no, yeah. Floyd's doing this for the money, but the effect this could have on Logan Paul's career long term is ridiculous. Like, this, you know, he could, to be honest, with this fight, he could have a negative impact on the sport of boxing. If he looks good against Floyd Mayweather, that brings into question every single fucking boxer. Now, Floyd's very out of his prime. And the fact of the matter is, he can't fight any prime boxers right now. He'd probably lose, right? Any properly high-tier boxers. That's why he's taking this fight. But, like, surely there was... If you need money, surely there's someone else you can box with some experience, you know? Someone. Fucking... I don't even know.
Like, what? Jake Paul? He beat Nate Robinson. He's really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nate Robinson definitely trained for that fight. He definitely didn't just think he was an athlete, therefore ran. Bro, did you watch it?
I did. I watched it on a fucking Discord VC.
Nate Robinson, man. Nate Robinson just sprinted at Logan Paul, Jake Paul. What the fuck was he? Why was he in that ring, man? What was he doing? That's such a shame.
He's got kids as well.
I love Nate Robinson. Like, I love Nate Robinson, the basketball player. You know, he used to play for my Bulls. He was great. But it's so rough because he had a really solid NBA career. He had a good NBA career. And this is all. This is what he's going to be remembered for. This is his lasting legacy now. Is getting knocked the fuck out by Jake Paul. Imagine spending all your life working to be a professional athlete. Right? Spending 10 years in the NBA. The highest possible league you can in your sport. Almost getting into the NFL as well. Being one of the best and most recognizable athletes in the world, spending your entire life doing that, and your lasting legacy is getting knocked the fuck out by Jake Paul. That is, it's a real shame.
Could you imagine? The sad thing was, though, he tweeted out before, like, I'm going to do this for my kids. Could you imagine if your dad got knocked out by Jake Paul and had to go into school the next
never,
day?
That's just never... They're never looking at it. But now it's looking like KSI next year is gonna beat the fuck out of Jake Paul. So that'll be
Did
nice.
Did you see that video he has on his channel where, like, he's laying in bed...
With his mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking... Oh, my days. Jake Paul's an interesting fella.
And there's another guy to his side.
What did he say? What did he say? He said some... He said, like, yeah, we fucking won, boys. And his mum just, like, started nodding.
Oh, so funny. Yeah. She looks fucking out of it, man. That's a Barbara Chandler moment.
To be honest, I reckon he's just fucking drugged her, to be honest. Not drugged. Like, but what I mean is that she's on a lot of drugs. Allegedly.
I also would be if my fucking offspring was Jake Paul.
Oh, man. But, yeah, no, it's going to be very entertaining watching KSI knock him
out. He's been challenging everyone, though. He challenged fucking Nathan Diaz.
Yeah.
He challenged Conor McGregor.
He just wants... Yeah, and Conor McGregor's done the smart thing here, right? Instead of Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor's
Don't
done
give
the smart
him the time
thing.
Of day.
Yeah, he's not even acknowledged it. He's not even acknowledged his existence. That's what you do, right? That's what you do. Because if you acknowledge it and deny him the fight, then it looks like you're pussy, right? It looks like you're trying to get out of fighting Jake Paul, and that's not a good look. If you accept it, it looks like you're trying to just get an easy fight and easy money because you're fighting Jake Paul. So Conor McGregor's done the smart thing, just not even acknowledged his existence, as he should have, because Conor McGregor would decimate Jake Paul. And that, sucks that Nate Robinson did that. That was a shame. But nah, I think him and KSI will probably fight next winter.
Who would you put on winning that?
KSI. 100%. I'd put all my money on KSI winning that.
Yeah.
Yeah. KSI is different breed, not gonna lie. I know you
he's just built different.
I know you don't like KSI, but like
I don't.
He's smarter than Jake. He's more physically able than Jake. He's the same they have the same height and the same reach, to be fair. He's quicker than Jake. And he has better trainers than Jake, so yeah, he'd decimate Jake.
Oh yeah, he fucking does. He's got Vidal, don't he?
Yeah. Big Vidal, and he also trained with the Mayweathers back in the day, so a few times.
That's
pretty cool. Massive boxing talk.
When are we doing the AC call? YouTuber boxing?
Maybe 2022. I want to get that done though, because I want to training you is gonna be my mission.
Oh yeah,
if
you would
hear
bits though.
If we're doing boxing. Maybe I could take Tyler. If we're doing UFC, he's killing me. He's murdering me, right? He's murdering me in round one if we're doing any type of like.
No, but you.
If we're
you
doing
hold
anything,
your own.
If we're
I
doing,
believe in you,
bro. I did Taekwondo for 9 years, right? Taekwondo does not match up to fucking jiu-jitsu and the stuff that Tyler does.
He was talking about this on as always. Clubhouse, like bullshit. Martial arts.
Yeah.
Well, it's not bullshit.
Yeah, like Taekwondo is not bullshit martial art by any means. The version of Taekwondo I did was a much more practical one. You actually use your fists. You don't just do big flashy kicks. But the fight I'd want to see is Tyler versus Ethan in an MMA fight. That'd be
really
insane.
That'd be so bizarre.
I know. It would be, and I don't think it'll ever happen, but because they're both machines when it comes to martial arts. They're both machines.
Yeah. There is money in AC YouTuber boxing.
Absolutely.
Me
and
versus
then,
you.
I mean, we. I'd happily box you, man. I thought I was training you to box James, but...
Let's have an arm wrestle. Chad Walshy versus Virgin Founded Scarab.
But
someone make that.
But I think...
Please.
I think I'd go for a boxing match instead of... Because, like, I still have some Taekwondo stuff in my back pocket, but... Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could have you.
I'm down. But on a real, though, who would I fight? I don't even know.
There isn't really AC YouTubers anymore. You want to box Jawraptor?
No, I couldn't hit Jawraptor. It's too pretty.
All right, guys, we're going for the round one knockout, and let's go. Yeah, I can't do it.
Jawraptor's too gorgeous. He's too gorgeous of a man.
No, that's the thing. I couldn't box anyone in this community because all the candidates I like, and I couldn't hit you. Even though I know you'd win, I couldn't try because I couldn't fucking hit. I couldn't do that.
We could do like a professional wrestling match, so you don't like it's all fake.
Oh, I get. But could you hit me if we were in a boxing match? Would you? You wouldn't be comfortable just whacking me, would you?
If we were in a boxing match.
Yeah.
And you had headgear on, yeah.
You'd feel guilty though, wouldn't you?
Not if I won. It's a sport, man.
See, I would.
It's not a fight. It's a sport.
No, I know, but it's you, ain't it? It's like, it's different if you know them.
This is your INTA or whatever you have.
I'm an INFP personality type.
INFP, yeah. That
4%. That's you're an INTJ.
Yeah.
If you want to analyze Joe. He's also a Scorpio. That's really important to know.
Oh, I saw a TikTok of. I saw an astrology TikTok today. People were talking about fucking moon signs because moon signs exist now.
Yeah, sun and moon signs. You know.
Epic. So it's real. Nah, it's real, you know? It's just
your traits last night here.
It's just real. Like, the moon... The moon definitely... The moon definitely fucking matters, right? It definitely affects your personality, you know? If you were born in June, you're just going to be this way because you were born in June. Because the moon, your moon signs say so. Fucking moon signs. Ugh, I hate white women.
Joe,
For reference, that was a joke. I actually very much...
No, but if you say you hate white women, that's just a get out of jail throw card for saying you hate women.
No, I love women. I just hate astrology. And it tends to be made up of my generation of white teenage females. White, rich.
I don't think it is necessarily.
It's always, it's always upper middle class teenage girls.
Yeah, it always is. I never see like women, like adults.
That's because it's usually most teenagers. Adult women have, you know, working functional brains.
And they also aren't on TikTok, you know.
Well, yeah, that always
helps. If they're rational adults.
That does always help.
I wish I wasn't on TikTok. It has ruined my life.
So many things ruined my life.
Oh, that's not fun. But speaking of TikTok, today's surprise topic.
You were talking about this earlier. What is it?
Okay. Right. So a few days ago, I found some on TikTok, and I've saved it for the podcast, right? Not spoken to you about this.
Okay.
Have you heard of reality shifting?
Oh, no.
Because I knew you'd... This is why I've saved this, because I knew you'd fucking love this. Okay.
Oh, no.
Listen. Okay.
Go off, sis.
Reality shifting is a big trend. It's getting bigger by the day. Basically, you write a big script of things, right? And then you go to sleep, and then bam, you're in the world of fucking Twilight, yeah? And people have been like going in all these realities.
What, like a dream? Like a dream? Is that what you're saying?
It's lucid dreaming, but you can choose whatever universe you like.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
You follow me so far?
Yeah, I'm following you.
And, yeah, and you can do whatever the fuck you like. And my favourite thing... was one of the hashtags like shifting realities, reality shifting or some shit. The second most popular thing on that hashtag with like 500,000 likes was a fully serious guys, whatever you do, don't shift into a food. It's terrifying and you can't move. And who the fuck is trying to shift into a cheesecake? My god.
What the fuck? So they're lucid dreaming is what they're doing.
No. It's no. Look, this is the thing. So at this point, I went to Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's your catchphrase. That's your catchphrase, man. That's your catchphrase.
Yeah, I'm pretty much right. So I went to fucking Reddit, and apparently it's different, right? I'm gonna look it up again because I fucking forgot. But I think like lucid dreaming, you can't necessarily pick the world you're in.
Okay.
And okay, here it is. I got the Reddit post. This is quite obvious. If you just spend 30 seconds to read the wiki on either of the subs, dimension shifting is a deliberate application of techniques, will, and intention to bring about shifts in our personal worlds. In effect, switching to a different reality. The idea is to bring about a glitch in the matrix, but deliberately, and in the process, unpacking the nature of experiences and the nature of descriptions about experience. Well, this makes no sense. Lucid dreaming is a dream where you are aware you are dreaming, all of which happens in your sleep, not waking. Oh, okay. So that time when I became a fucking Hufflepuff Quidditch player was real, but my lucid dream wasn't. Okay, that's cool.
I found something that sums it up, right? Wait, yeah. Real quick. You know what that sounds like?
Mental illness.
No. It sounds like your imagination. It sounds like you're using your imagination to imagine that you're in a different world.
It just sounds a bit schizophrenic to me.
This sums it up, right? Reality shifting is a complex process, but anyone is able to do it. Jade at Jamba Smurf on TikTok frequently shifts and has posted several videos instructing others on how to reach their desired realities. Quote, "My desired reality during my first ever shift was the Legend of Korra," says Jade. That sums it up. Of course, it was the Legend of Korra. But of course it was. Because you're 17 years old and you're using your imagination for the first time in 6 years. You're using your imagination for the first time in 6 years because you're finally disconnected from your hyper-socialization that you've been inducted to over your entire life. So you're finally using your creative imagination and you're imagining yourself in different worlds. You fucking child.
Oh. Yeah, that's cool, but I think it's real. There wouldn't be so many people on TikTok shifting if it wasn't, would there?
Fucking,
do you want to shift into our Minecraft world?
Legitimately,
what if we shifted into our Minecraft world
and put
our beds next to each
other? I hate Gen Z. I hate the name Gen Z. I hate the people that describe themselves as being members of Gen Z. I hate my generation. I fucking despise my generation. Because we're all just massive retards. I mean, I'm a retard. But, like, this is whole different levels. You never go full retard. That's what Robert Downey Jr. told me. And this...
Oh, no, but that movie's bad, Joe. No, I've seen this on Twitter on rotation every 3 weeks. You can't talk about that film. Mm-mm. Because Gen Z said it was bad.
So it's just meditation. It's just meditation with some fucking imagination sprinkled in.
With a dash of psychosis.
How is this... How do people not understand... Oh, my days. Oh, yeah, this is totally new, guys. No one's ever done this before. No one's ever meditated and, like, been... You know, or taken hallucinogenic drugs and, you know, been transported in their mind to other worlds. No one's ever done that before. It's a totally new thing, TikTok. Trust me.
I think we should give it... Do you want to try it?
Bro, I've probably done it before.
What do you mean you've probably reality shifted before?
Because it's just meditating and imagining at the same time.
Wait, you don't meditate, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's just controlled breathing, bro.
Oh.
Simple. Yeah.
I would give it a go. I'd go to 16th century Amsterdam, I think. Just walk through the streets.
What the f...
That'd be cool.
People might want to practice taking a 20-minute nap, waking up, then going back to bed right away to practice our rapid eye movement
What's
activation.
What's that going to change?
Oh, fucking rapid eye movement activation. That's just a fucking dream. What do you mean to practice rapid eye movement activation? That is a fucking dream. Take high school psychology, you fucking idiot.
But Joe, you can't prove that it's fake.
I'm not saying it's fake. I'm saying it's stupid. I'm saying it's stupid.
It is fake, though.
I'm saying it's stupid that people have taken dreams and made them a TikTok trend.
You can control
trend.
Them. No, but you can write a script.
No, you can't. No,
yes, you can. You can code your dreams.
No,
people have done it on
you
TikTok.
Can. You can convince yourself that you can because it's all within your own head.
No, but people have done it, Joe. Millions of people have done it.
If you're thinking about something before you go to bed, you're probably going to dream about it. It's that
fucking
simple.
I'm just trying to piss you off.
I know you are. No, but no, this is. Oh my days! Oh, why are people so stupid? I'm sorry. Why are people so stupid? All this is just thinking of no, because I didn't realize it was rapid eye movement, quote unquote, rapid eye movement activation. So it's not meditating, it's literally fucking sleeping. Rapid eye movement activation is dreaming. So what she's saying is if you think about something really hard before you go to sleep, you'll probably dream about it. No shit. No shit.
No, but you can control it.
That's not controlling it. That's not controlling it. You're just thinking about it consciously, and then
you
start thinking
literally wherever you want and then control it. Do you want to go to a Cloud City?
Anyway,
that's pretty cool. Video Game Awards happened. Game of the Year Awards even.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, awards don't matter. People are saying it's rigged. Like, you can't fucking rig an award show. It's just a collection of opinions. That's the weirdest. Yeah. That is the weirdest thing to me. People are like, "Yeah, it's rigged for Last of Us 2." It's like, what does that mean? What do you mean it's rigged? Who rigged it? The overlords of the Game Awards. Like, they're the people who vote on the awards. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, but I think they're saying they were like paid or convinced or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt it. I think they just wanted attention, and also probably a lot of them thought that it was the best game of the year. Because realistically, it was the game of the year.
I mean, yeah, but SJWs, isn't it? There's lesbians and shit. Yeah.
Guys, it's rigged, and it definitely matters. It definitely matters.
Nah, it's just a fat ad.
Exactly.
That's okay.
It's just
the most exciting thing watching that was the new Among Us.
Yeah, the point of the Game Awards is so that companies can put Game of the Year editions out. They've been doing it for 10 years. Plus.
What's mental, though, is that this was like a bigger gaming event. There was more reveals here than any other thing this year, in absence of E3.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's kind of like the only time there's been a collection of stuff, if that makes sense. Like, most of the events
been
were...
so isolated.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas this was the first time it all kind of came together and... I mean, we saw that day, that night, that entire night. Holy shit, we have so much to talk about still. Because that entire night was mental. Because we got the Disney investors announcements as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
You didn't sound very excited there.
No, Falcon and Winter Soldier would be really cool. WandaVision
looks
alright. I just don't really care about the MCU anymore. And
Fair enough.
We spoiled this before. It just feels endless.
I mean, 10 shows in the next 3 years. It's a bit... Everything feels very oversaturated, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I just want a fucking... I don't know. I want a Breaking Bad. Something that runs its course, is brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's that.
The thing I'm more annoyed about is that everything's becoming a shitty show.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just making great films, they're making film quality shows that have 8 hours of content that you don't really need to watch all 8 hours of. It's like, hey,
yeah,
some things work as a show, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, and also this with all the Star Wars stuff, they were fully just trying to bank on memorable, recognizable names, and I was refusing to get hyped over it.
Boba Fett's fat now. Boba Fett's a middle-aged fat man now. Have you seen
Yeah. I'm really happy that that Hayden Christensen got his role back, because he was.
I just don't care about the Obi-Wan show. So like,
yeah.
I don't care about Star Wars anymore.
I'm excited for the Obi-Wan show.
Ewan McGregor's brilliant. Oh, yeah, it'll be novel to have Hayden Christensen back as Darth Vader. But yeah, I just
feel,
I don't care about Star Wars or the MCU. It's just endless. Yeah. I can't care about, because I know they're just gonna keep drip feeding shit.
Yeah,
and like rinsing it dry.
The main thing with the Hayden thing is just that he's getting a chance, because obviously after the prequels, everyone just unanimously decided that he was a shit actor, and he's not a shit actor. He was just given shit dialogue. So at least he'll get a chance to prove that he's a fucking good actor. I'm excited for the Obi-Wan show, because it is fleshing out part of a good story. The problems I have with the whole endless thing is more so that everything just keeps, like, nothing ever ends. You know? Like, the story of Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi is done, is finished. This is just fleshing it out. And that's a good example of something that should be a show. You know? But then, like, with the MCU, you have so much just uninteresting stuff, you know? Oh, and we've got a fucking Fantastic Four film directed by the same guy.
John Watts.
The directed Far From Home. Like, do we really need another bad Fantastic Four film?
At least it wasn't the... Who directed Fantastic? What was the guy fucking...
No idea, to be honest.
Twitter rant.
Hey, man! Fucking hire Matthew Vaughn.
Josh Trank.
Hire Matthew Vaughn to make a fucking Fantastic Four film. Matthew Vaughn, he directed Kick-Ass and Kingsman. Matthew Vaughn would perfect the Fantastic Four. Do you know who's not going to perfect it? With all due respect, John Watts, the Disney Channel director.
Yeah, I mean.
Anyway,
this is what I just don't. I can't even.
I don't care, because I'm just done
with.
Care.
Yeah, I'm done with caring. It's gonna be going on. It's aimless. It's gonna be going on when I'm fucking 80. I'm not.
That is quite a depressing thought.
Yeah,
because it will be. Just,
listen. I just want a 5-year investment in a really great universe that I can fucking look back on. Give me another Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones before it got shit, or something that. I hate everything being so dragged out and commercialized.
Remember when original shows came out and then ended? That was a crazy time. Original shows that weren't based on anything prior, you know? That was really cool and fun.
Oh, mate. Succession, though. It's fucking Succession. Watch Succession. Best show on television. Ozark's really good as well.
Maybe eventually.
Watch Succession, bro. Best show HBO I've done since Game of Thrones was shit.
Fuck HBO. Shit.
It's the best show I've done.
Fuck HBO. They're putting all the Warner Bros. Movies on their shitty streaming platform.
Yeah, they can kill cinema if it means we get Succession Season 3. Watch it. It's so good.
All the actually good original shows constantly get cancelled after one or two seasons, which is also frustrating.
Yeah, Mindhunter was so good.
Yeah. Is there another season of You coming out?
I think so. I watched one.
That'd be nice.
And one was like a guilty pleasure for me.
Yeah, because
Chris Delia. What happened to Chris Delia?
The business plan of Netflix in the past was always to make a show, use it as a selling point for 2 years, so that people would buy the service and then cancel it, and that just fucking ruins the investment. So it's good to see that they are trying to change that a little bit.
I'm trying to find out what happened to Chris Delia.
Hopefully he's in jail, well.
Yeah, I mean...
Paedophilia. It's time to talk about Pyrocynical.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm so sad about this, Joe. And you know I'm so... Oh, it upsets me so much because I loved him.
You could have been the one. You could have been the one he groomed. If you're only a few, if you were only a few years older when you met him.
When I was 14 when I met him.
Only 1 year older then.
He put his hand on me.
Pyrocynical has been grooming a 15-year-old boy, allegedly. Fanboy.
Not allegedly, he was.
Allegedly.
No, it's not allegedly.
We have to say allegedly.
We do. It's like, oh, allegedly, OJ Simpson killed his wife. No, it fucking happened.
Glove didn't fit, bro.
Are you a OJ denier?
No, I'm just a Santa denier.
Oh, they were just... Okay. Just because Mans was on the naughty list. Listen, Pyrocynical, that really fucking upset me.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
I'm interested to see his response video. I'm interested to see who's going to handle it. I mean, his response on Reddit started with the words, "Hey gamers."
Hey gamers, yeah.
Over accusations of pedophilia. Or at least grooming. I don't know if it was actually pedophilia.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess it would be. But listen, he has been consistently.
Is it like he was role-playing with underage people or something?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah, and told her I wanted to sleep with them. But this is the thing. He's been consistently one of my favourite creators, if not my favourite, since like 2014, 15.
Yeah.
And his content's just gotten better and better. And he's like what a creator should aspire to be. And he's just fucked it. I'm genuinely disappointed.
Yeah, no, it does suck. It does very much suck. Because I'm in the same camp. I think his content is pretty good. Pretty great. It's kind of ironic now looking. Remember when he made that video on the like the dark side of YouTube, and it was a bunch of like nonce videos?
Yeah.
A bit ironic.
It was in 2017 as well when he was being a proper little dirty minx.
Allegedly.
I guess being a paedophile is worse than being a dirty minx.
But yeah. Yeah, Pyro's a pedo. It is a real shame.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. But it is what it is. See, that's why I just, you know, I stick with non creators, you know.
What? Oh, hold on.
I can sniff them out early on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I don't watch much YouTube on it, because I can't be disappointed, literally. All I watch is people from the community and white lies.
Yeah.
And like a few. Who else do I watch? I watch some conspiracy shit. But I don't watch much anymore. Because I've never had a YouTuber I love get like called out for being an aunt. Besides Lion Maker.
Oh. I was past that. I've heard of him. Was he a Minecraft YouTuber?
Yeah, Jay Aubrey did a thing. Did I tell you this? That Jay Aubrey is actually pronounced Jawbrey.
No, it's not.
No, it is. He did a NordVPN sponsorship, and it's Jawbrey.
No, it's not. I refuse. I disagree. Okay. It's Jay Aubrey. Just like it's Fern and Scarab. With all that being said, though, I think it might be time to wrap it up.
Oh, this has been
I know that was really blunt. I didn't really segue that at all. But I am dying of da sickness now.
I'm also fucking shattered.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's been a very good time. It's been a good cheeky hour. It's a bit of a short one this week, and it'll be a short one next week. But 2021's about to slap so hard. Your mother's gonna your mother's womb is gonna fall out.
You could have worded that better, Joey. It's gonna be really good, is what we're saying.
It'll be
a short one. You're gonna have like a fire going. It's gonna be lovely.
It's gonna rock like
oh, it's, do you know, it's gonna rock Michaela Peterson's boyfriend, the guy who's like, oh, I've never watched Star Wars, that guy.
Oh yeah.
He's trying to fight Jake Paul now.
Oh my days. That'd be great.
Do you reckon he could do it?
I wanna see a press conference between Jordan Peterson and Jake Paul.
Oh, Jake Paul, fucking Jordan Peterson, Rex bitch millennial. That'd be great.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for watching again. Make sure to hit like, hit subscribe, go over, give all of Walshy's new videos some love. Not that he's uploaded any.
That was below the belt.
Pal. Join the Nest Discord. The Minecraft server is fucking popping.
Yeah, I've added a whitelist, so you need to DM me your name if you want to.
And Jack, any closing words, my man?
Fuck, I mean, I'm not good at this shit, I'm shattered. But cheers, thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed. Yeah.
That'd be, say hello to your stepsister for me.
Ciao. I don't know what that means.
Bye.